Joining me now in the KRVS studios are Dean Gordon Brooks, who is Dean of the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette, and the Associate Dean, Michael McClure, who is also a professor in architecture here at the university, here to talk about the Beaux-Arts Ball, and we're going to make some people really envious if they didn't get their tickets already, because you all are sold out for this ball. But it's such a fabulous event, and you have some great winners of the Lifetime Achievement Award that we wanted to have you all come on and talk about it and make people really envious so they'll buy their tickets very early next year. They won't miss the Beaux-Arts Ball. So just for our listeners who may not have been around when you were doing an interview before, could you just give us a sense of what the College of the Arts encapsulates? What range of departments?
Yeah, thank you, Judith. The College of the Arts is multidisciplinary. It has three major departments or schools. We have a School of Music with music and performing arts, including theater and dance. We have a Department of Visual Arts, and we have a School of Architecture and Design with architecture, interior design, and industrial design. So all the design arts, performing arts, and visual arts all in one college.
Right, so it's a big college. You have a lot of students, a lot of incredibly talented students in this college. This is a fundraiser. The Beaux-Arts Ball is a fundraiser and a celebration of the College of the Arts. So maybe just tell us a bit about why, I mean, all of the departments obviously could use some fundraising help, but the College of the Arts in particular, because of the nature of the way the students work and study and practice.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We have two major fundraisers each year. The fall, we have a Beaux-Arts Ball, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And then the spring, we have a Festival of the Arts, which is a showcase for all the arts in the college, faculty and students. And at the Festival of the Arts, we award a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's called a SPARC Lifetime Achievement Award because SPARC is our annual fund in the College of the Arts. So we make the award in the spring at the festival, but we announce the award winner in the fall at the Beaux-Arts Ball. And then the artist or performer or architect then works with the students and faculty of that department throughout that winter and early spring, doing residencies or lectureships and things like that, so that they are connected to us a little bit over a longer period of time than just a one night for an award.
Right.
And it's worked amazingly successful. And, you know, we've had Joe Stewart in theater design to come and work with our students. We've had Michael Doucette and the Beausoleil come and work doing a residency with our music students and traditional music students and you know, many others. So it's been a very successful program for us to announce a winner in the fall at the Beaux-Arts Ball and then make the award in the spring.
Right. And, you know, even though when people think of the arts, they think of something that maybe is a bit more esoteric, you're training these students in all of these colleges to be professionals, working professionals. And so generally these people who are doing the residencies are very successful professionals and are really serving as an amazing model for the students to
Absolutely.
Take their art to another level.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Michael, you're in the architecture program. You've worked very hard with these students over many years now. You know the kind of effort that it takes, and part of what some of the funds that you all are raising helps with scholarships and other ways of supporting the students. Talk about the development of, say, an architecture student or visual arts student, the kinds of time that they put into those degrees.
Yeah, I mean, they we like to think in the College of the Arts that they work harder than all the other colleges, but of course that's not true. They do work very hard.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about the College of the Arts is that from day one we ask the students to start performing the profession that they are going to be that they're training for. So the painters are painting from the first day and the dancers are dancing, and we treat them like the professionals they're going to be in the studio model, you know, so that and then we basically ask them to act at a professional level, and then we critique them. And that's mm-hmm. that's the unique part of the College of the Arts, is that they are always doing what they're training to do. And they put in countless hours practicing and training, making drawings, making models. And one thing that the SPARC Fund really does is help support these students, when they want to travel as the student groups and all the various student groups to go to regional and national organizational meetings so they can meet their colleagues across the country. It helps bring in guest artists or musicians so that they can see some of the best and brightest from around the country here in Lafayette. So this money really does help them in their endeavors, right? They work hard for us, and then we try to work hard for them
to support them. You personally know how important travel is. I know that you received the Rome Prize, I believe, and lived in Italy for a
That's
year.
Right. Yeah.
And so very acutely aware of how important it is for students to travel and see art and architecture in other places.
That's right. That's right. And besides my own travel with my firm and my own work, there are many people, including myself, that are very active in the university study abroad to make sure the students get out and see the rest of the world and see the many cultures and the many types of art around the world.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned long hours that the students put in. I'm sure every college will claim that their students work really hard, but the hours that your students in all of these disciplines that Gordon mentioned put into their practice and performance requirements, I think it really does go beyond the requirements of some of the other colleges. Yeah. And so it's more difficult in many ways for your students to have outside jobs, I would think. You know, many of them, I'm sure, try to, but it does make it more difficult. And so to have this kind of support, these scholarships, helps you to support your students and attract students here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the materials for making art is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Materials are expensive,
right.
I should say.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon for a student to spend hundreds, even close to $1,000 a semester on a painting class, for instance, or an art class. It's extremely expensive. We also are the only college that has a requirement in many of our disciplines for personal ownership of a portable computer with a certain kind of software. All of our architecture and design students, all of our computer animation students, all of our media arts students are required to have a computer capable of running the kind of software that the professionals use. So it's expensive to maintain the thing and also to upgrade it and to keep current software on it. So they like Michael said, they do a lot for us. That is, our faculty are demanding and we expect a lot. And so this is a way of us helping them with their some of their expenses as well. So these scholarships that we raise through this event and others like it, these scholarships are very important.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes it's dry to talk about fundraising and we need the money and this is what we have the money for. But you all have created this most amazing fundraising event, the Beaux-Arts Ball. And as you said, it's sold out now. It will take place this Friday, but you sold the tickets very early. So the reputation is growing for this ball. Maybe describe, and again, to make people very envious that they did not buy their tickets, sad that they didn't buy their tickets this year. What's the theme of this ball and what's going to happen this Friday?
Well, first of all, it's not our idea. The Beaux-Arts Ball is a historic event that has dates back, way back in history. But it is now currently in this country and around the world a fundraiser for the arts. Mm-hmm. They can be as large as a rave in New York City or modest like ours with several hundred people. We'll probably have 175 people at our ball Friday night. The theme this year is white lights, but there's a reason for that. If I start first announcing the honorees, then you'll know maybe a little bit better about white lights. We have two honorees. Both are visual artists and musical artists, and one is named Keith Saunier. And the other is Dickie Landry. Both are Acadiana born and raised, and both are alums from then USL. And Keith Saunier is the first one I want to talk about briefly. Keith is an amazing artist, a light artist, and that's how we get white lights. Hmm. A lot of his work is in neon sculpture. But he does installation art, and it comes. But it's always about the way light is used, how it's perceived, and it's very abstract. Has a lot of deep meaning, but it's very. And he works out of New York City now, and all over the world, I might say. So that's part of the theme. But also, we're honoring Dickie Landry. They're both friends, by the way. They came through about the same time, and so they knew each other then. Dickie is a visual artist, mainly photographer, with some printmaking, but he also is a musician. Mm-hmm. And so most people probably know him through his music. He's a jazz and blues musician, but more. It's an abstraction. It's an art form.
Yeah, you hate to put one work. Label of artistry on Dickey. Yeah.
And I hesitate to do mm-hmm. that. But, I mean, you know, the listeners may not really know him. But he is so inventive and so creative with his work in a way that most musicians are not. I mean, he's really, truly an artist. For instance, one of his pieces is he plays saxophone. So one of his pieces is playing with himself in a very highly reverberant space, and so that the intonation is carried or the tone is carried forward in reverberation, and then he plays with himself on that. And he also, over the years, has invented some early on, invented some techniques for playing with himself, playing a line and then another riff and another riff, mm-hmm. and
those so layerings.
Layering of sound. But this is before digital editing, and it was live. He figured out how to do this live. Mm-hmm. So he's a very inventive artist and using music and also using visual arts.
Right, and not only inventive, but he's amazingly generous with his time and talent, playing with so many groups around here and young people as well. He just gives of himself and his talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know, we've seen him around at festivals and playing at clubs, and he really generously gives that time to musicians, no matter what their stage, their development. And
that's right.
So that's a wonderful example.
And luckily, the University Art Museum has agreed to mounting a show for each of these artists in January that will open really in January 24th at the University Art Museum. And then when on April 15th, which is March 15th, we'll have another opening where we'll actually give Dickey the award, the Spark Lifetime Achievement Award. And Keith will receive the award the day before, Friday evening, at our Art Tech Fusion. We'll come back and talk about that. Remember from last year.
Yes, amazing.
It's a signature event of ours, mm-hmm. combining art and technology at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. So that weekend is going to be an amazing weekend, because both Keith will be here and Dickey. And we'll have this opening where we'll give them some, in two different venues, the award for their lifetime achievement.
So we're really talking about a year-long event. I mean, the mm-hmm. Beaux-Arts Ball is this Friday, but you all are going to be celebrating and featuring these artists and then having more events and parties in the springtime. So it's really a year-long celebration with these two artists.
So if you missed out on the Beaux-Arts Ball,
that's okay. There's something
look
coming
for
up
March.
Soon. That's right. Well, I do want to talk just a bit about the Beaux-Arts Ball, because you do want to make people feel like, I'm going to have to get those tickets like 4 months in advance next year. What's going to be happening at this ball for those people who may not be as familiar with it as Gordon was saying?
Well, it's as Gordon said, it has a long history, the mm-hmm. Beaux-Arts Ball in general. It goes all the way back to the Beaux-Arts in Paris. But the way we use it is it's a masquerade ball, and every year the theme runs wild with whoever wants to come. They can dress up however they like, be someone else for a while, something that people in Southern Louisiana are very good at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have a good time. We're going to have the UL Jazz Band playing, directed by Dr. Bill Colkeppel. So it's a 20-piece big band. It's going to be a great time. We have silent and live auction with all sorts of wonderful things, because we have connections to many artists. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of great pieces of art and services from our faculty that people are going to get to bid on. So it's really a good time. It's a celebration of our two honorees, but it's also a celebration of the arts in Lafayette and a celebration of the college.
All right. And do the two of you have your costumes ready?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like that laugh there.
I want to say also, mm-hmm. in addition to the music students entertaining us, the architecture and design
That's
students
right.
have done a month-long project designing masks. You know, it's a mask ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll get – there are about 100 of them, I guess, designing. They'll probably select the best 60 maybe, and then they'll parade those and –
The students will pray their own Mass.
Students will pray their own Mass. Oh, how wonderful. And so that's always fun because they're so inventive and so interesting.
Yeah, I'm sorry I forgot that. That's always a big hit of the night is to see what the first-year students have been working on the last since they came here.
And have you seen some of these masks, Michael?
I've seen them in development, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting, very exciting.
And they get very fantastical, too. I think I've seen photographs after the ball, you know, some of them parading through. And I know, Gordon, that something people always wait for is your hat, I think.
Well, shall I even tell what my hat is this year? Oh, no, I don't know. Wait and see.
Okay,
no,
people
know.
Have to wait and see.
I can tell you. I'm changing because it's white themed. Oh, so I had a black derby, with a little theater in it that had a little movie that was showing, and then little G.I. Joe's lobbing, I think they were lobbing grenades at the screen.
Right.
I'm not sure. But anyway, this year I bought a toque. For a chef's hat, and I bought a chef's jacket, and I have a nameplate that says, "Look what's cooking in the College of the Arts."
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. But I'm sure you've decorated the toque.
Oh, yes.
The toque.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for those of you who got tickets, you get to see what Gordon has cooked up for his costume.
Right.
For those of you who didn't, you'll just have to wait for them to be posted on Facebook or College of the Arts website or something. So do you have a costume every year, Michael, or is this you're going to have some special themed costume?
I am. I'm dressing in a theme with my partner and wife, so we're going to be I'm going to be Gatsby, the man who continuously is at a party but can never enjoy it.
Right.
My lovely partner and wife, Ursula, is going to be Daisy.
Oh, that's
my
gonna
unrequited
be quite
love.
Snazzy. Yeah. I'm sure your outfits will be.
It also allows for formal white wear.
That's right. Really dress up and enjoy it. I would think that's such a huge part of this ball as well, just that opportunity. It's not just costuming. This takes it to another level.
Oh, wait a minute. I get to wear my sleeping pants and tennis shoes, though. I mean, it's a lot more comfortable.
Okay, I'll let y'all fight out which costume is better. But if these are just two people who are attending, I can only imagine the enthusiasm which other people are taking to this ball, and you get to see all of these beautiful masks done by the first-year students.
Mm-hmm.
How do people keep up with what's going on in the College of the Arts? Because there may be people thinking right now, how are we supposed to know about that, except if you listen to KRVS? Can you sign up for a Facebook page, or how do you get to know?
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website, which is arts.louisiana.edu. The second one is you can go on Facebook and you can search for UL Arts or College of the Arts. Mm-hmm. And then we do have a Twitter account, but you can get – I don't know it. you have to – do you know?
Sure, there's a little
icon. UL College of the Arts.
UL College of the Arts. Okay,
right.
Good.
And that way you will keep them apprised of what events and balls are coming up, and they can sign up really quickly and buy tickets for that. Mm-hmm. So that's College of the Arts. There's a Facebook. There's Twitter. There's all kinds of ways to keep up with these events. The ball is amazing. It will take place this Friday, but throughout the year there will be events and exhibits having to do with the two winners of the Lifetime Achievement Awards, and then are Keith Saunier and Dickie Landry this year. Anything else we need to know about College of the Arts, the ball? Make people feel a little like they need to become more involved in what's going on there?
Well, I'm trying to remember, but I think that our calendar is very easy to locate, too, because it's just ulArts.com.
Okay, so people can bookmark that as well, and that's another way.
And then it actually takes you to a calendar of all of our events, not just this, but all of our
events. And between those three schools, there's a lot going on.
Oh,
you mentioned the talks, the artist talks. There are performances constantly over in both Angel Hall and Burke Theater here. And I know that there's an architecture week, and you have seminars and lots of things happening that the community can become involved in.
Almost too many to count. I mean, even just this week, we have our Beaux-Arts Ball, but we also have the symphony playing tonight, the Halloween concert, homecoming activities, the band and the marching band of the Woodwind Ensemble are part of that. So
You could be entertained every day of the week with the College of the Arts.
Yeah.
And just a note about, you can't buy advance tickets for that Halloween concert tonight, so get there early. In costume, but get there early. I have seen the line wrapped around the building.
That's right.
It starts at 7:30, so you may want to get there early. College of the Arts, my guest, Dean Gordon Brooks, who is Dean of the College of the Arts. Michael McClure, who is a professor in architecture, is the Associate Dean of the College of the Arts. Here talking about the Beaux-Arts Ball, which will be this Friday, completely sold out. But you can wait for the photographs and sort of vicariously enjoy it afterwards, and ensure that you'll get tickets next year for that. And then
Indeed.
Just keep up with what's going on in the UL Lafayette College of the Arts. Thank you both for coming by.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you, Judith.